I've titled it as Panic Liars.
Panic Liars. It was a flare. It's a take on Panic Buyers.
Oh, right. I thought it was
and
just
Mike Myers.
And
Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah, Pretty Little Liars. Right, hello, lads.
Welcome back. It's the Here We Go podcast with Will and James. This one is another short guy.
Could be long.
This one's 5'4", so.
This one's aspect ratio 16:9.
Someone who's 5'11" says they're 6 foot. Liar. Panic liar.
Oh, and they probably bought a lot of fucking bug rhino, didn't they?
Yeah.
Right, it
Rub
is
their
the
scruffy ass.
Oh, it is the 17th of April. It's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
The lockdown's been extended for 3 weeks. I mean, whoever thought that just 3 weeks would be enough is stupid. And if you did think that, stop listening to the podcast. We don't want you as a listener.
Yeah, we're all right without you.
Yeah, and they'll probably get coronavirus and not be able to listen to the podcast because there's no sort of mobile data in the hospital because people are burning down the 5G masks. The 5G towers because people are stupid.
People are stupid, but our listeners aren't. Our listeners are not stupid.
Unless you're burning down a 5G tower.
Sorry, I haven't got... Just got a cough.
Yeah.
Too much water.
Yeah, because water causes coughing now. That's a new conspiracy.
Conspiracy. Morrissey.
Good artist. Good band.
Carry On Lee Association.
The Smiths. Will Smith.
Martin Clunes.
How does that flow?
Doesn't
explain it. Different.
Wish I had to end it.
Yeah, good point. It was going on a bit too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's we're still enjoying social distancing as much as you can, making use of it in a way, making good use of the time.
The main things we're doing are cycling an hour a day.
Yeah.
And just hanging out. Bit of Minecraft occasionally.
Talking about baking things, but not actually baking things.
Talking about baking things and working with flour, but
not
actually
being able to because there's no flour.
Did buy some flour today.
Yeah, but you can't do anything with it because it's just plain.
But it's not bread flour and I haven't got any yeast. So the idea of making bread, which is what I've wanted to do for the past 3 fucking weeks, I haven't been able to.
Can you make like a flatbread or something? Because that won't need yeast because it's flat.
I can make pasta. I can make a flat. I can make a naan. Why do we make a naan? Leave it there.
Yeah, I made a naan. The other was just plain naans. Flour with naan.
Yeah.
Naan.
Yeah.
Naan was all right, wasn't it?
Naan was good. Yeah, we needed to cook it for longer, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah,
probably a bit more bicarb as well, I think. Mm. Anyway, I don't think the listeners care about us discussing the naans because we didn't actually share a photo of the naan, so they won't know what naan we're talking about.
No. But that doesn't matter because everybody's too busy doing these challenges on Facebook. So
yeah,
Facebook. No one uses Facebook anymore. Twitter. Instagram, Twitter,
MySpace,
Bebo, Habbo Hotel, Escape.
Pixo. Do you remember Pixo?
I don't know.
Oh, Pixo was like this website where you could make your own website. So you could have like your name.pixo.com and it was like your own website. It was cool. You could do mad shit on it. You could do HTML coding and all that shit. It was good fun. You could do like, I made my own layout on the website and there was like, you have a page, a photo. It was good. Pixo was good. It's cool.
See, I used to just play around with Dreamweaver and make websites.
I heard about that Dreamweaver.
You heard about it?
Never used it.
I used to use it for IT at GCSE and A-level.
Nice. Still use it?
I don't.
That's a shame then.
I just use...
Learning went well.
My website is actually on Debbie Portfolio.
Yeah? What is the website?
JamesBinghamFilms.com.
Not sponsored.
I'm putting my own money into it.
Fair play.
How are you?
Me?
Yeah,
I'm all right, cheers. Yeah, same shit, different day, not really doing much.
No. But it's Friday.
Gotta get down.
Gotta get down on Friday.
Well, on Friday, yeah, do you eat hummus?
See, here's a question. Here's a question. Here's a question, everyone. I probably haven't bought hummus for maybe 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks now.
Why is that?
And I'm not like emphatic about it, but I'm also not annoyed about it because.
Why would you be annoyed anyway about hummus? Hummus is great. It's just like
okay, so hummus
chickpeas and nice.
Hummus is great, but realistically, if you open it, just fucking have the whole tub in one go because otherwise you're wasting your time.
Yeah, it does go off within.
It goes off
in
about 2 seconds. You open the tub, it's fucking gone off already. It smells like vinegar.
Yeah, just have vinegary hummus in it. Don't put vinegar in your food. Just have hummus.
Just have hummus. Easy.
Just like texture as well as like taste.
Fish chips, smushy peas and hummus.
Yeah, just sprinkle the hummus over the top.
Yeah. Although saying that, I don't actually like vinegar on chips.
Do you like hummus on chips?
No.
Do you like vinegary hummus on chips?
If it came to it. Push comes to shove. That's one of my favourite phrases.
What, if push comes to shove?
Yeah.
I don't really got any favourite phrases. The only one I'd use... I overuse it a minute. It's just I just say if anything. At the end of a sentence, I just say a sentence at all, if anything. Oh. Or you know what I mean. That's another classic. You know what I mean.
That's classic, yeah.
I like you know what I mean just because it's like it's not needed at a sentence at all. You don't need to say it, but certain people, mainly from London, will have to finish their sentence with do you know what I mean.
You got to give it with that fucking like sway and that gabble, though.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, there's a bit of shoulder movement. You know what I mean? He's not. But the thing is, it's not.
It's just
you
one word.
You know what I mean. It is just one word. No, it's mean. One mouth no, movement. No, you just no, open your mouth wide and it works. Yeah. You know what I mean? All you need to say.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just gonna pop out to the shops. You need anything? Oh, yeah, what are you going for? Oh, just you know, a couple of bits and bobs. You know what I mean?
And they say like a lot of my words drift into each other. And a sentence for me could just be one word.
Do they?
Sometimes people
who
said
that?
People have said that to me
who?
In the past.
You've
just
said it?
Your entire sentence was just one word.
Sometimes you do just sound quite drowsy.
Drowsy and just I drag words through the hedge and the bush.
What hedge?
What hedge?
What bush?
Over the hedge. The DreamWorks film.
Good
that
film
was good.
That.
Was that?
Yeah, good that.
Good that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good film.
Yeah. I'm still trying to work out your annoyance towards hummus. I get your annoyance,
you know.
But surely now that we're at home all the time, you've got more opportunities to consume the hummus.
Yeah, I can't foresee me buying it at the moment.
<It's> just,
I don't know why.
It's just not in your diet. You
I'm
cut
just
it, cut
not
it
bothered.
Completely out about
yeah,
from your diet.
Yeah, I feel like I've just spent 3 fucking years slamming it down my throat. Hummus, that is, and and yeah, now it's got to, you know, the end of the fucking world, and
well, I suppose at the end of the day,
if
we had to get rid of stuff like in the food chain,
yeah,
and that we could probably hummus is probably one of the first to go, because like you can chickpeas.
Look, I've got
chickpeas.
I've got tahini. I've got salt. I just don't have a lemon. I could make my own hummus at home.
Oil.
I have done in the past.
You don't need lemon.
Lemon gives it a bit of a jazz, though, right?
Yeah, but just use something else for jazz. You got limes?
I haven't got a lime
either.
Well,
buy limes. Have a gin and tonic or a Corona or a toe dipper, as some might call it, and then make hummus and have a Corona or something.
That is... a fact.
That's 8 minutes about hummus. Probably.
Maybe I need to spend the next 3 weeks making hummus like divinely smooth.
Or just different varieties of hummus. Just go fucking wild with it and make your own caramelized onion, red pepper, blooming. Just put whatever in it. See what happens. Take all the tahini and just put more chickpeas. Blend chickpeas with hummus.
Mm. No, but tahini gives it that nutty taste.
Get rid of it. Just put peanuts in it.
I know. Yeah. Fucking chickpeas are already firm and nutty.
firm and nutty.
But you've got to add that extra bit of...
nut.
Yeah, tang. Oi.
Why don't you just... Well, because it's tahini's like sesame,
isn't it? But then
the
extra tang is the lemon. That's what I'm...
Well, why don't you make a hummus without tahini and then a hummus with tahini lemon? Just compare it and then just have some flatbreads and just see what's better.
Tahini also makes it sort of like delicate and...
Fuck me. You didn't like hummus at the start of this podcast. Now you're fucking bumming it off.
Yeah, well.
You're in a fucking relationship with it now. Matt, swipe right or whatever on Tinder and that.
Tinder?
Yeah, it's shit though, isn't it, Tinder? Proper load of bollocks.
Pretty bollocks.
Maybe I'm just bitter and single. That's what it is. Did I tell you that time that I gave Tinder a 1-star review on the App Store?
You haven't told me that, well, but have you ever told anybody about the fact that we've got 15 5-stars on our podcast?
Can I finish my anecdote and then we'll go into yours?
Yeah, I'm done with mine.
Is that right?
I'm done with mine.
You're done with yours. Yeah, so I kept getting notifications and pop-ups and that on the app going, oh, give us a review. I was getting sick of it. So I gave it a 1-star review and just left. Still single. Doesn't work.
You're a git, mate.
Well, it's true though, isn't it?
Pulling off a line of
chocolate, not drugs, not fucking drugs.
Of Ritter Sport marzipan. Do you want another square?
Yeah, I'll have a square.
Too bad.
Brick. Fucking sod.
Oh, go on.
Break it off then. Wow. Fucking people don't want to listen to this. Who is listening? Who's still listening?
Don't know.
Excuse us while we eat chocolate. Yeah. chat amongst yourselves.
Press that skip 15 second button.
Right, it's a bit chewy, give it 30. Tap it twice. Why do we eat during a podcast? It's stupid. People need to listen. It's not like they've got video so they can watch us eat and it'd be interesting.
No. I want to know, listeners.
That's an idea, though. We could do that. Sorry. Just straight away talking over you. This is a mess today. This is chaos. A mess.
I want to know... I can't actually imagine any of you will actually tell us. But I want to know who you've been clapping for. That's it.
Yeah.
Carers, NHS...
Emergency services.
Yeah.
They're kind of NHS, aren't they? But like police and fire, aren't they?
Yeah. Mountain rescue.
Essential. Essential workers.
Coast Guard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Essential
let us
workers.
Know.
Let us know.
What is your, I mean.
Maybe we'll give you some shout outs the next one.
Shout out. Here we go, podcast listeners.
Shout out Sharon. John. Don't know Sharon or John.
Dave. We've got about 12 listeners called Dave.
What? Can you get those stats?
Yeah, I know everything about. I know your IP address as well, Dave. 192.
We actually work for GCHQ.
Well, I don't give it away on a fucking podcast.
Oh, sorry.
You don't know who's listening, even though I do have your IP addresses. I want to know what's your thoughts, James. This could be interesting. Your thoughts on how the NHS is now a charity?
Yeah. Right, so let's think back to late 2015, 2016. Boris, he's got a big red bus.
Big red bus.
Says 350 million to the NHS per week.
A week.
That we're losing to the EU. Oh, where's that fucking money now?
Probably still not. At the NHS,
people
is it?
Like Captain Tom,
legend. By the way,
legend. Currently on 20 million, which
is he on 20 million?
He'll definitely be
fucking
more by tomorrow. But yeah, legend. People like Tom, Captain Tom, that have to doesn't have to.
Yeah, but no, but this
but
is the thing.
Nicely,
he's
raising money for NHS. He's raised 20 million.
Yeah, but this is the thing. He shouldn't have to.
Shouldn't have to.
It shouldn't be like right. Okay. This, you know, this is a public service. You're not going to fucking one day get off the tube and go, you know what? I'm going to fucking trounce up and down my garden for Central Line. Like, I mean, I'm not dissing the guy at all. I think it's fucking honourable what he's doing. But he shouldn't have to do it, should he? He shouldn't have to be slugging himself up and down his front patio for the National Health Service.
Yeah.
Why is it that way? Why is this? And, I mean, I was saying this to you the other day, wasn't I? Like, is it 20 million now? But there's a load of people fucking pissing and moaning about taxing and paying more and all that. If you work out the, you know, the working taxable population,
yeah,
and divide that by 20 million or divide 20 million by right. that.
65 million people in the UK.
Yeah.
I would imagine about 30 million people
30
are at working age.
So let's do 20 million divided by
30 million.
I wouldn't go that way, maybe 25 million.
Yeah.
Let's play it safe. Divide that by 25 million. Yeah. That would be an increase of 80p.
Right, think back, think forwards, think ahead.
I'm not being funny,
paycheck,
but if
you get
let's
your paycheck,
let's sort that out. This
80
is,
extra p so on
this
your
is,
fucking
yeah, but we're saying this would be 20 million for the year. So if you divide that by 12, you're only going to have to pay
7p.
7 pence a year extra in like national insurance. And that would give...
The NHS
20 million.
Yeah.
So stop fucking banging pans together because you're going to break your fucking pan and then you're going to have to go and buy a new one. 7p.
I appreciate the sentiment. But
yeah, I mean, yeah, it's nice, but I think if you're banging fucking pots and pans together but you're still
if you're
sort
not bothered,
of putting a
it.
Government into place that underfunds and wants to privatise the health service, then you're a bit of a dickhead. Or, as I would say in school, a dinlo, which... apparently no one's heard of.
Hands up if you heard of Dinlo.
Yep, let us know. But yeah, that's my two cents on how the NHS shouldn't be a charity.
No.
Although it makes me think if it was a fucking charity, it'd probably do a lot better. Mm. Air ambulances, isn't it? London Air Ambulance, that's a charity.
All their ambulances
volunteers.
Are charities.
Are they really? I thought it was just the London one.
No.
Interesting.
Have to be... funded by the old donations and that.
And volunteers and that. Mm.
Well, yeah, they get paid, but yeah.
I thought if you're a volunteer, you don't get paid, because you're a volunteer, you're volunteering your time.
The volunteers get the money for the service, but the service people get paid to do the service, yeah.
I thought the volunteers helped in the service as well, like driving the cars and that.
Maybe, but the air ambulance people, I imagine, they get.
I mean, yeah, you wouldn't just let some fucker volunteer to fly a helicopter, would you? Jesus.
Yeah.
Chaos ensues,
that. That would be.
Because I could volunteer to drive a helicopter, but I can't fucking do it. I don't even drive a car. Yeah. Just about ride a bike.
I can.
You can't fly a helicopter.
I can't fly a helicopter, but I can drive a car and ride a bike. So earlier we went on a cycle, it started to rain as we were coming back.
Yeah.
I decided I don't mind the rain when I'm cycling, but I don't really like driving in the wet. I don't mind cycling in the wet.
Can't stand cycling in the rain, can't see glasses. Dangerous. It gets really dangerous because it's just a blur. Mm. And then I try and clean them off and then it makes it worse and then I breathe and then they get steamed up. So it's like steamed up and it's wet. And there's cars beeping, and it's still raining, and I'm just on the bike.
All the while, you're listening to Song 2.
What, by U2? No, not by U2. Fucking Blur. Just Bono.
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 When I feel heavy metal, Bono.
But the joke there was that your glasses are blurry. All the while, you're listening to Song 2.
Prefer that one about living in a house in the country.
I prefer a flan.
Good. We've over discussed flans.
Yeah, true.
It's like a weekly thing. That might become like a new feature.
Truancy.
Flan or quiche.
Flan
or pie. Flan or tart.
Oh.
Because what's closer to a flan? Because a quiche and a flan aren't really similar, are they? Flan or cake. Or lemon drizzle. Bit rich that. Ooh, a bit sweet that. Bit rich. Prefer a flan.
Yeah, but like a lemon drizzle and a flan. Not even slightly the fucking same.
Why not?
Lemon drizzle's a cake.
Flan's a cakey base.
Flan's like a tart.
Yeah, but a flan's like a cakey base. You could fucking drizzle lemon over the top of your cakey base and it'd be like a lemon drizzle flan.
Sponge base, I get that, yeah.
Yeah, cakey base.
A buttery biscuit base.
Base.
I'm not sure what we've discussed in this.
We're just chatting, really, and people are listening, probably.
Gift of the gab, innit?
I hope people enjoyed the last episode we did over the phone.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Good fun.
It's good fun.
To be honest with you, when I'm listening back, probably laughed the most when editing. I probably laughed the most in that one than I have in a while of laughing.
In a while of laughing.
Just don't laugh that much anymore.
Oh, mate.
What is there to laugh at? I'm stuck inside a fucking room. Nothing funny.
I've got a few rooms.
No.
But really,
a flat is just one. A flat is just one big. A flat is just one big room with dividers.
You know when you just like I don't know in the shower or like just
don't wash.
Just thinking, yeah. It's fucking stink, mate. You know when you just like you're just having to think. Thinking the other day.
Don't think, no brain.
Is
in this
anything?
Case.
No, is anything inside because air is everywhere.
What?
When you say it out loud, what? I just sound like a prat, but like...
What was that? What? Sorry, say that
right,
again.
Right, so the inside has always got some access to the outside, hasn't it? Like, it might be a crack in like the window pane or like, I don't know, a fucking fan goes straight to the outside. So does that mean like... if it's not completely sealed, it's not inside. It all sounds like shit.
What about a vacuum? If you create a room that's perfectly sealed, oh. That's a vacuum.
Oh,
is that inside? Surely that's inside. Surely you're inside that. Well, I'm so lost. Why was this ever a thought?
Just, you know, I'm a complicated guy.
I'm a confused guy right now. My brain that's inside my brain case hurts.
Shake it.
What?
Shake your brain case.
Like a Polaroid picture. Yeah, so...
Again, we've said this before. You don't shake Polaroids. You put them in a dark place.
Would that dark place be inside?
Put it in your brain case.
Would the dark place be inside or is that outside because it's inside?
Depends where you are.
So if you're saying that nothing's actually inside, does that mean nothing's actually outside?
Everything's outside. inside and outside are social construct. So,
okay. So what we're saying is the inside doesn't exist, but the outside doesn't exist.
Everything has been determined by someone.
Yeah, but everything's just a fucking social construct at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
Might just go and live off the land.
Fair play. Gender's a social construct.
It absolutely is.
It's bullshit. So, be who you want to be. Do what you want to do. Don't let people tell you otherwise.
Unless you like criticism.
No one likes criticism. You are your own worst critic, though, so remember that. Whenever you fucking wake up and think you're a piece of shit, you're not. You just think you are because you're the worst critic of yourself.
Yeah.
It's getting a bit meaningful today, isn't it?
Mm.
Let's go back onto why you're annoyed at hummus.
I just...
Sorry.
That's what hummus is doing to me.
It's making you yawn. Taking your energy out.
I'm just not bothered by it at the moment.
Well, when the restaurants reopen, we'll go to a fucking good one and get you some hummus.
Just hummus.
And some bread.
Ah, right.
Probably some olives as well.
Oh, now you're treating me.
I'm treating you.
Scandalous.
So, how's everyone enjoying just sitting around at home being drunk and that? I got a bit mullered the other day, didn't I? When I had half bottle of red wine, half bottle of white wine, and then the other half of the white wine in my food.
Yeah, that was
a bit mad. That was silly, really.
Got a bit silly.
I was sensible, but it was a bit chaotic.
Got a bit silly. I think that was the day when I had eaten, but I think all of those three meals were just small. So when I had two Guinnesses, it all just maximised.
Just mixed in your stomach and sort of just, you know, became a... You didn't let it settle like you should.
No.
Guinness in it.
Good.
Yeah. Good shit though, isn't it, Guinness?
I'll see it.
It's not the same at home as it is when you're at a pub and that. I miss the pub. I really do. I do like the pub, but I didn't think I'd miss it that much. It's just nice, isn't it? Just feel safe in a pub, don't you?
Yeah.
There's something warm and comforting. I really like the pubs that have really fucking twatty people behind a bar that are just fucking miserable. But that's part of the atmosphere. You know, the people like the old landlords.
Mm.
The proper old landlords where you go there and you order a drink and they're just like, oh, fuck, yeah, here we go.
Hello.
There's one near work, actually. And it's just like, I remember, fuck it, well, what do we do? And we ordered some drinks and she went, oh, did you have to order that one? I went, yeah, I wanted that one. She's like, oh, fucking barrels off. Can you not have something else? I went, not really, no. Wanted a Peroni. Pretty poor choice.
Yeah.
But I wanted it. She was like, oh, okay, all right, well, going to have to go change it then, aren't I? That's your job. And so we have our Peroni. Have our Peroni, our kid. And then my mate's like, oh, I might have another one. He said, no, he used the phrase, I might just get one for the road.
One for the road?
I don't get it as a phrase, because he didn't buy it. It wasn't a takeaway.
No.
He had it before he went. As like, I don't know what that means. What? So like when the road helps you generate piss or something. So what does it have in it for the road? He had that for the road. And as he went to the bar, the barkeep was just sort of sitting on the side of the bar, just on her phone, just chilling. I think she was actually just playing her own music through Spotify out of the speaker.
Classic.
On the bar. And he went over to order a drink, said, sorry, can I just get a drink? And she fucking tutted. Really nice atmosphere in that place. It's like a pub at the front, and then at the back, it's like sort of like a Centre Park chalet. That sort of atmosphere of like a chalet. So like, just nothing really feels like it should be there. It's like a sofa against the wall, but it's not against the wall. It's just slightly off the wall.
Oh.
So everything just feels a bit uncomfortable. A bit dark.
It just seems like the whole atmosphere of that place sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's nice, cheap. Things like £4 a Peroni.
Well, it's not bad.
For a pint, obviously.
Yeah.
For London, that's all right, isn't it?
That's pretty decent. I'll pay more to have more fun.
What do you mean?
Like, King's Arms down the way. I'll pay more to have a nice chilled out one there.
Yeah, but they only sell decent beer.
Chilled out entertainer.
They don't, but they sell good beer, innit, so it's worth a bit more. But like, at the end of the day, if there's like, if I'm just having fucking shit, like fucking pissy beers, you can get them in any pub. I just don't really care. It's all about, it's not about the surrounding, it's about who you're with. What?
He's talking about Brownie. Pissy.
Yeah, but it's about who you're with, innit? It's not the surroundings, it's who you're with.
Know what we have done? And our cycles, the amount of pubs we've said, oh, after lockdown, we should go there.
I haven't written down any of them, so I ain't got a fucking clue where they are.
But we've got rough areas.
Is it in sort of like London Fields, where
Hackney.
There's that one on, there's that little area where there was like three that all looked really nice next to each other.
Yeah.
Can't remember where that was. Where was that? Is it Victoria Park or London Fields or something?
London Fields, I think.
There's that one on the corner in Hackney that looked good, didn't there? If you were going towards the Olympic Parkway.
Yeah.
Like, I can't remember what it was. Near Hackney Central. Walk past the big Tesco and down the hill a bit. It's on a hill.
On
the corner. It's like called like 1 foot on or something. To be honest with you, it could be a bike shop.
Who knows? We'll work it out, won't we?
We'll figure out. We'll let you know. We'll take a picture in there or something.
We'll do a roundup.
Yeah.
What?
Should we let people get on with their lives?
Yeah.
Although saying that, you can. We're not saying that. It's not. This isn't a fucking sermon. You don't have to sit down and do nothing but listen.
Tune
I'd like
in,
that.
Listen.
Should we make it? Should we do a here we go sermon?
Get on your knees.
What?
Get on your knees. Praying, aren't you? Sermon.
Glad you said praying then, not just shouting get on your knees.
David Seaman.
Give me throwback to the Rent Boy days.
Goalkeeper.
Who?
David Seaman.
Seaman?
Yeah.
How are you spelling that?
Like the fisheries.
The fisheries.
Big hair. Mustache.
He's just looking at me because I haven't fucking shaved in a while. And I've got an afro now. Who, David Seaman?
David Seaman.
I think I remember him. Did he used to wear gloves?
Yeah, goalkeeper, innit?
Yeah, no, gloves isn't really a distinguishing feature when you talk about the goalkeeps. If it was like a scrum hat, different story.
What's a scrum hat?
It's a little hat that you wear and you go in a scrum in rugby, but I see some like footballers wear them sometimes.
I'm not a nonce.
What does that mean?
There. Just saying.
Rugby's a decent sport. Well, I mean, I don't fucking play any sport.
That's a topic, isn't it? So
that's chocolate bar.
My secondary school, the sort of like, the game that was played was football.
Do you go grammar school or not?
No.
Comprehensive?
State.
Yeah, grammar school or comprehensive, innit? Basically, grammar school's always had a sort of a bit of a opinion of things. So it's, if you went to a grammar school, the sport would be rugby, and if you went to comprehensive, the sport would be football.
Yeah.
Because, like, we didn't play, like, we, I don't think, the only time we ever played football at school, well, I fucking didn't, the only time people ever played football at school was on the field at lunch. Like, it would never happen in a PA lesson. You would never play football in a PE lesson. You just
That's weird.
Play with your mates. Yeah, it's rugby, innit?
That's weird.
Rugby in the winter and cricket in the summer. That was our vibe. And hockey. Every now and then hockey got fucking chucked in the mix.
That's well passed.
On the AstroTurf. AstroTurf.
Yeah, we'd do what? Like badminton, tennis, football, hockey. Bit of athletics.
We did all the other ones, but like,
I don't remember ever playing rugby.
We did all the other ones, but it was like once a week. It had to have been
might have
rugby
been tag
and then
rugby,
cricket.
That was about it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but like rugby like becomes a major thing. Like if you were like in a rugby team, it was like you got like fucking like one a couple of lunch times a week. You were doing like the training and after school and that, and like you had time off lessons to do it, and that. It was fucking mental. It was like a big thing.
Commitment, that, isn't it?
Yeah. And, oh, games were on a Saturday.
Fucking hell.
So I had to go to school on a Saturday to play the game.
School 5 days.
6 days
another,
a week.
Another six. Jesus, you bastards.
It's Sunday's your day off, isn't it? And go to church. Listen to this sermon.
Sermon. Or David Seaman.
Listen to this semen. Oh, not in that way.
Oh.
If anything.
Clear it up.
You know what I mean?
Right then.
As you can tell,
we didn't plan this.
Don't give it away. Yeah, planned this. All of this was well scripted. It's more that lockdown has just sort of driven our brains to be mush.
Well, I just talked about how the inside isn't necessarily inside. That's the extent that my mush's brain.
What was I thinking the other day? Nothing. No, I wasn't thinking anything.
Exactly. Like,
I was having a thought about maybe everyone's going to realise after this quarantine stuff that the point of being alive isn't just to work. The point of being alive is to be happy and enjoy your life. That's all I've been thinking of. I've just turned into some major fucking hippie.
Yeah, fucking Zen boy over here.
No, I prefer Game Boy.
Huh. I prefer Game Boy.
That's what I said.
Hit me up, Nintendo.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a Switch, actually. Play that Animal Crossing thing.
I'm not bothered.
Well, good thing that I asked for it, not you.
I'm not fucking Santa, mate.
Well, you should be.
Yeah.
Anyway, stay safe.
Yeah, stay safe, stay home, stay well.
Save lives.
Protect the NHS.
I was going to say protect lives. Don't give yourself a buzz cut.
And protect the key workers.
At the NHS. Oh, also, if you are going to do that, vote 5, nominate 5, do a run or something.
Yeah.
Don't donate via Virgin Money because Beardy Branson Airways, he'll just take all the money, and he, bearing in mind, he doesn't pay tax.
Yeah.
He sued the NHS, and he's just a smiley prick.
Yeah, looks like a goat, and he's a cunt.
And also, like, he just goes on about being this sort of British man, a man for Britain.
Yeah.
Oh, blah, blah, look at me, I'm Richard Branson with my beard and stuff. But he's just a dickhead that doesn't fucking pay taxes like he should do.
Yeah.
So don't support that, dickhead.
Yeah, just donate to like...
And if you got Virgin Media, burn the 5G mask.
Don't do that. Donate to like your...
Just donate your direct.
Local hospital trust or...
Just donate direct.
Like a food bank or something like that.
Think of those, direct. Food banks and that and homeless
Spread
charities.
Spread the wealth. Spread the wealth. Spread the charity. Don't just donate to one place.
Donate to the places that also need help.
And do it through a different fucking source to Virgin Money.
Why is that even a thing? Why did Virgin, of all the things that set up, decide that they
fucking made everything.
Did he?
Met a Virgin Mary.
Extra virgin olive oil.
Extra virgin olive oil.
That thing you are before you have that thing that makes you not that thing.
Yeah, virgins. You know.
So you've been thinking of names for our other lockdown podcast episodes, yeah?
This one we're calling...
Amazingly, we just had that entire conversation and I've gone into this next conversation and it sounded like I just cut off a bit and put this bit in, but actually I didn't. My brain's like a game of ping pong and it just bing, 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 names off podcast. So we were thinking of other names.
I was born in the darkness.
Fucking Bane's here as well, aren't they?
Guest speaker.
We had Jacob Rees-Mogg last time.
Guest speaker, Bane.
I think Bane this time.
Ran out of lemon cheesecake for Bane though, didn't we? So sorry, mate.
And Jacob Rees-Mogg isn't a nickname for Charles, by the way. We did talk about it on the podcast.
Quality. Yeah. So other names of podcasts. I had one, an episode called 5G, which sort of took a spun on the fact that everyone's hating 5G. But it was just going to be 5 recipes that you can make with ghee. Clarified butter.
Love to see it. Love to see it. See, well, this one's going to be called Panic Liars.
I wanted to call it Panic at the Liars Disco.
But, like, it just doesn't...
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't hit.
It doesn't make sense.
It's got a hit, wait. It's got a hit.
Ooh, Panic Liars. You had to explain what you meant by liars.
Panic buyers, isn't it? Panic buyers, panic liars. We're talking about fucking liars.
Who's lying? Government.
Government. Richard Branson.
Beardy.
Bane was
lying because obviously he wasn't born in the darkness.
I was born in the darkness.
Why would you be born in the darkness? That's not that. What was going on with the hospital? No windows?
No, he was just fucking blind, wasn't he? I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Why? What? You haven't seen it? It's a good film.
You tell me.
You got loads of time. We'll stick it on. We'll watch it. It's probably on Netflix.
Got loads of time. No fucking time at all as well, haven't we?
Got loads of fucking time, but no rosemary.
Oh.
For your potatoes. Anyway, we're going on a bit now.
Yeah.
Peace and love. P&S.
Yeah. Stay well. Stay safe. Stay hydrated.
The next time I talk to you, the red flag will be waving and the communist rise-up will have happened.
Yeah.
Big up the comrades. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Every building will be blue.
Why is that? Why will it be blue? I'll light up.
Light up for, you know.
Key workers.
Yeah.
All right, fuck then. The Tories.
Yeah, not lit up for those bastards. I'm not on board.
Well, yeah, because we're not on a fucking boat, are we?
Don't know. Are we inside or are we outside?
What's a boat? Is a boat inside or outside?
This fucking podcast.
If we can cut all this shit out, can't we?
Yeah, true. The amount of times I've said bye.
Well, we've only said it like 4 or 5 times, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no one... We'll cut it out. It's currently at 40 minutes on the Pro Tools clock, but we can change that to be about 30-odd.
Ooh,
just cut out the bit where we were eating fucking chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to.
Might have some more.
I'm not going to cut out the bit where we're eating chocolate. I'm just going to cut in this section of us talking about us eating chocolate.
And get rid of the original section.
Yeah, so it just says... Oh, do you want a bit of that? And then it's just me talking about the bit of us eating. Do you know like when you watch Avatar, there's a director's thing where you like you watch a film and then they do the director's one where the director just talks over the top of the film.
Yeah.
It's going to be that. So what we'll do is what we can do...
Spend your entire time just going, shh, I'm trying to fucking watch it.
And he's just, and his face pops into the corner going, oh, anyway, so I chose to use this colour green for the Avatar people because I just think it looks really nice.
What's funny about that comment is they're all blue.
I haven't seen it, mate.
It's fucking shit.
The only film I want to watch full of fucking blue people is The Smurfs.
And even then.
Is it? It's not even a film, is it? Is it a film?
Yeah.
I thought it was just, yeah, fail.
Yeah.
We're going to do the Here We Go podcast director's cut speech over things. So it's just, we just go, oh yeah, right. So this is probably one of my favourite comments that I'm about to say, but you're not going to hear the comment because we're just going to talk about the comment over the top of the comment. Oh, it's so funny.
But it'll
when we
almost
do
be
that.
Harmonised.
Why is that?
Oh, because you might have said a comment over the comment and then it'll be like,
I'm not going to harmonise to the podcast.
Well, fucking why not, mate? You're already talking over it.
Might as well, all right. Cool. See you later, chaps.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, cheers, boys and girls and, you know, whatever you want to be.
Wait for the jingle. Hello.